Highbridge Audio presents The Crooked Wreath by Christiana Brand, read by David Thorne. 1. Edward Trevis sat in a darkened room, blissfully pouring out his soul to the latest new psychoanalyst, dramatically escaped some 15 years ago from enemy-occupied Austria.
"Yes, I'm nearly 18, Doctor. I've come to see you quite secretly, because usually my grandmother will insist on coming with me, and she goes and tells a lot of stupid details which aren't in the least interesting." "My grandmother? Oh, she's Lady March. My grandfather's Sir Richard March. Only she's his second wife, you see. And actually their daughter, that's my mother, was an illegit. Of course, my mother and father were quite properly married and all that. Nevertheless, this stain of illegitimacy you have brooded over, my poor boy."
"Oh, good Lord, yes, I suppose I have," said Edward, who had hardly ever thought of it as affecting himself. "And then, you see, the frightful thing was that my parents were drowned in a boating accident, and I saw it happen." This was not strictly true, for he had been busily occupied with a sand castle at the time. But later in the day, the nursemaid had kindly given him a graphic description of the disaster, adding that really it was enough to make the poor kid turn queer in the head. The next time he was due for a spanking, therefore, he had put his little hand to his forehead and declared that it felt queer, and to his delighted astonishment, punishment had been deferred, and it was apparent that he was an object of interest and discussion. He had been taken to see a succession of grave-faced men who had let fall.